Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. How do I describe what I'm seeing? How do I describe expanse, magnificent mountains covered with coniferous forest, with a mist rising from it, with some of the hills with a mantle of mist around their throats? How do I describe the beaches which are mud flats and gravel, and two grizzly bears grazing right by the edge of the water? How do I describe the water which is now as still as a lake? Little ripples, most of whom were formed by our ship going through them. How do I describe the feeling of air which is so fresh that I don't think I've ever breathed air more fresh than this? How do I describe waterfalls coming straight out of the glacier, completely and totally unpolluted, cold as ice, crystal clear? The khudrat and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And somebody said, for one Yosemite in California, Alaska has hundreds. And wallahi, that is true. Everything in this state here seems to be magnified by the will of Allah. Tides here rise by 25 or 30 feet. So you see all the houses are not close to the water, they are away from the water, and then many of them, most of them are built on stilts, because the tide comes, rises so much that if it was built on the ground close to the water, the house would completely submerge. Winters where you can't even go skiing because the amount of snow is so much that the ski lift gets completely buried in the snow. 17, 18 feet of snow, 13 feet of rain, rivers and fjords which are 2,000 feet deep. SubhanAllah, the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this detail and all of this magnificence and all of this beauty on something that is less than a grain of a sand on a beach. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. My brothers and sisters, I'm looking at a house set up above the beach with a long stairway coming down to the beach, built on stilts, wooden house like all of these around here. He's got a creek on one side of it coming down into the water as well, freshwater creek. And he's on the estuary. What must it be like to live in a house like that? I know of course it's some very romantic and you'd think it is total bliss, but of course there are dangers involved, and there are bears in that forest, and what happens when there is an emergency, in the middle of the night you have to go somewhere. All of that is also part of life. No doubt about that, but what is the value of waking up in the morning and looking out across and seeing this magnificence on a daily basis? And then I thank my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that the person living in that house, the man or woman, sees this magnificent view, but they see only one of them. They see the same view every day. Whereas thanks to the fact that I am looking at it from a ship, every minute my view changes. As the ship goes along, I have a constantly changing view all the time. I'm now looking at a landslide that has happened deep in the forest, but which I can see from here. A landslide which has taken away half a hill. So there's vegetation on either side, but there's this huge gash down below. There's a plane flying overhead through the cloud which I can't see. two speedboats coming up along behind the ship. Unbelievable, unbelievable. I wasn't on this ship, and if I wasn't looking at this view, I'd have difficulty believing me if somebody told me that. There's a speedboat coming, and as he crosses our wake, he's literally flying in the air because he's... Even the small ripples of the ship, for a small boat like that, they... And the speed at which he's going is... It makes him fly. A matter of scale. Sallallahu ta'ala. All I can do is thank my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu for giving me this opportunity, and my brother for inviting me on this cruise. May Allah bless him and reward him in keeping with his magnificence and grace for all the words of praise that I sing. I thank Allah for. Thanks to the fact that I am on this wonderful, wonderful journey. And I think the whole link with this to our lives is the same, because our life every day has a new view. Every day is a new beginning. Somebody said, what day is it today? I said, it's the first day of the rest of my life, and I know that's not a new dialogue, that's not my quote. It's an old one, but the key is to reflect on it and think about it and remember it. First day of my life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last day of my life a day when I glorify Him as I am doing now. And where I think of His glory and magnificence, and where I am as thankful to Him and even more as I am now. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that to you as well. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله عليكم.